world. Players of Suspense.
Nothing to be scared about if you behave yourself.
Never try to close the door on an expert. There. Come on in, Mike.
What do you want?
This is what we want, lady. A nice joint like this for a hideout. You're here alone right now?
Yes.
Sid, have a look through the joint.
Right.
This picture here, lady. Who's the guy in this picture? Answer me.
It's my husband.
His name?
Chris.
Where is he now?
He works in town, Brownsville.
20 miles away. When does he get back?
About 6:30.
Got any kids?
No.
Anybody else live here with you? Better tell me, lady. I'm going to find out anyhow. And if I got to find out by myself, I might get a little rough.
My mother lives here with us. Mrs. Rutley.
Widow?
Yes.
That's all?
Just the three of us.
Where's your ma now?
Mom went to town to meet a friend. She'll be coming back with my husband in the car.
It ain't 2:00 yet. We got plenty of time to get ready for your ma and your husband.
The joint's clean, Mike.
Good. There are two others here, Sid.
Yeah, I heard it up from the other room. Well, looks like a pretty good setup, Mike.
Yeah. Far out of town, no phone, right up our alley.
What do you want here?
Like I said, a hideout.
How long are you going to stay?
I don't know yet. Maybe a few days, maybe a week. And don't think we can't do it, lady. You see, we ain't ordinary hoods on the run. We're the kidnappers of the Cantwell baby. But it ain't true what the papers say about us. We didn't kill the kid, it was an accident.
You killed two policemen.
Yeah, that wasn't no accident. But it won't be an accident if anything happens to you people here. Chairs waiting for us, lady. So it's a case of kill or be killed.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Desperate Tuesday.
And I say we ought to kill all the weeds.
Yes.
Burn down the trees.
Uh-huh.
Poison the flowers.
And now wait.
Dig up the grass and cover the whole country with concrete.
Now just a second, I can't.
Then, and only then, will we see some allergies like asthma and hay fever.
And this is a program that's going to put you in office.
I did it.
What office?
My doctor is a fiend from not too well.
If you suffer from asthma or allergy, why don't you run for office? Your doctor, only he can identify and treat your allergy. This reminder from the Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
A good meal.
First decent chow we've had in weeks.
Mr.
Ellers. Mike Ellers.
Mr. Ellers, what if we do exactly as you and your friend say?
If you do, then maybe you won't get hurt.
We'll try something, Mike. All these law-abiding citizens are the same. They look for a chance and they try something.
We'll be ready for whatever they try, Sid. We'll play one of them against the other.
We can't watch all three of them all the time.
That's right. The husband's got to go to work every day. But while he's working, we'll be watching this one and the old lady. He'll know that if he opens his mouth, they both get it.
Come up with him up outside.
It's the dry cleaner. He calls every Tuesday.
Tell him you got nothing for him.
But he picks up one of my husband's suits every week. I've got it up. Besides, he's delivering some things.
Well, all right. Get rid of it quick. And no tricks. But that guy won't ever deliver anything again. Sid, over here.
Yeah.
Go on. And get rid of him as fast as you can.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Boynton.
Oh, hello, Cliff.
Well, here we are. Men's suit, ladies' suit, ladies' coat. $2.35. I'll put the stuff inside here.
No, I'll take it.
Okay, here you are.
I ran out of cash this morning, Cliff. I wonder...
Oh, it's okay. That's okay. You can pay me when I call next week. I got something for you?
Oh, just one of Chris's suits. Here you are.
Clean and pressed?
Yes, please, Cliff.
Right. What do you think of the high school football team Saturday, huh?
They did very well.
It was my kid who scored the... You know, grabbed the pass on his 30-yard line. You should have seen him go. Well, 70 yards without a Southport player laying a hand on him. I tell you, I was the proudest guy in the world.
Yes, you've got reason to be, Cliff.
You know, Bunny, that's my kid's nickname, he's had 11 offers of scholarships from different colleges.
Yes.
He's got his pick out of 11 colleges, and it won't cost him a dime.
Well, that's very nice, Cliff.
The trouble is, it's so hard helping him pick the right college. It's okay to play lots of football, but he's got to get an education, too.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a delivery man like I am. No, sirree. Not that I don't meet real nice people, mind.
Well, excuse me, Cliff, but if you don't mind, I have work to do.
Okay, Mr. Barton. We'll see you next week.
Oh, goodbye, Cliff.
You saved his life, lady. If he'd walk in and saw us, he was going to get a couple of bullets. You expecting any more visitors?
No.
Good. Because I want to relax. Say, what's in this box on the table?
Oh, it's a word game.
Scrabble.
Yeah. Look at all the wooden blocks in there.
Each block has a letter and a number on one side. How do you play it, lady?
Oh, the directions are on the box.
You keep your eye on us, Sid. I'm going to have a look at this.
Oh, I was just thinking about you and Lois going away at the end of the week. I'm going away, too.
Oh, that's fine, Ma.
I don't like staying in that house by myself. Of course, it isn't much fun traveling alone.
Ma, look.
Yes?
Lois and I. It's not that we want to get away from you.
Isn't it?
Well, this trip, it's like a second honeymoon.
And a man doesn't take his mother-in-law on a honeymoon, eh?
I wish I could make you understand.
Oh, that's not necessary, Chris. I understand perfectly.
We don't want you to get angry with us. It's just that, well, Lois and I haven't gone away together for years.
We went to the shore last year. But, of course, I was with you, so it wasn't a real vacation for you, was it?
Mom.
Oh, let's not talk any more about it. I'm going to have the time of my life, even if I have to do it alone. And please, Chris, don't drive so fast. I'd like to get home in one piece.
All right. I'll slow down. Hi.
Hello, Lois.
Well, what's the matter, honey? Don't you have a kiss for...
Just hey.
Take it nice and easy, people.
Gunman.
Sit down, lady. You look all white.
They came a few hours ago, Chris.
What is this?
Turn around, Buster.
What are you two doing here?
Don't play hero. Turn around or I'll slug you.
Do as he says, Chris. They're the Cantwell kidnappers. Kidnappers? They killed the baby.
Shut up.
Baby killers.
You were told to shut up.
Kill! Oh, for heaven's sake, Mom, be quiet.
You're good at saving people, lady. Frisk him, Sid.
Yeah. Please, empty.
Right. Now listen to me. And listen real careful. The cops are after Sid and me. If we got through a roadblock, if we had to kill a couple of them. There's nothing that makes a cop madder than when one of his own is killed. And they're not going to let up on us. So we're going to have to sit tight for a while till things cool a little in this area. And you people are going to have to cooperate with us. If you don't, well, you know what you can expect.
If you so much as touch these women...
Don't go making any threats to me, Buster.
I'm telling you.
Sid.
Right. You...
Oh, no, Chris, no.
Come on, hero. Come on.
They'll kill you. Like they killed that poor baby.
It was an accident, that baby. An accident, I tell you. The kid slipped from my hand and...
That won't be an accident if you people try to get tough. I'll finish off all three of you. All of you.
Oh, you said, Chris. Please.
Yeah.
That's being smart, fella.
From now on, you do just like I say. You, Buster. You want your wife to live? You want the old lady to live?
Yeah.
Then don't try playing hero no more. We don't know how long we'll be here, but while we're here, you'll try to act as natural as you can. You, Buster, you can go to work every morning. But if you spill anything, don't forget, we'll have these two. We'll use them as shields if the cops come. Or maybe we'll just shoot them and then fight it out with the cops. There's no telling what we'll do. But there's one thing you can depend on. If you try anything smart with the cops, Buster, you're laying the lives of these two women right on the line.
Mike, had a car pulling up. It's a cop's car. Maybe they know we're here.
No. Cops getting out of the car nice and easy. That's probably a checkup.
What do we do?
You, Buster, you and your wife in the kitchen with Sid and me. You're going to make a noise in there like you're washing dishes. And you, lady, you'll talk to the cop.
What will I say?
Whatever you do say, make sure it's the right thing. If it ain't, Sid and me will be holding guns on these two. In the kitchen. Go on. Okay, lady. Open the door.
Well, Captain Brady. What can we do for you, Captain?
In just a moment, we return with our story, Desperate Tuesday.
The best way to beat the traffic is to ride the city coach lines. You may read the paper, a book, or just relax without having to...
Well, good evening, Mrs. Rutley. Can I come in?
Why, of course.
Thanks. Sounds to me like your daughter's got Chris really house trained.
Yes, they're washing the dishes. You don't want to see them specially, do you?
Well...
Of course, if you think I'm too old to grasp whatever it is you want to say.
Oh, no. No, you'll do fine, Mrs. Rutley.
All right. What is it? Is the police force running another ball, or... Are you just selling raffle tickets this time?
No. It's a very serious matter, Mrs. Rutley. Very serious.
Oh?
You've heard of the Cantwell kidnapping?
Oh, yes. That poor baby.
Mm. Well, we caught the three kidnappers in a roadblock.
Three?
Yeah, we got one, but they killed two police officers and got away in the woods. Later, they stole a car. Knocked the driver unconscious. They ditched the car 7 miles down the highway. They tried to hide it in the bushes. We found it this afternoon.
Then you think they might be in this area?
Yes. Yes, I do. We want to get these two, Mrs. Rutley. And we will eventually. But we want them quickly. Before they get a chance to kill again.
Yes.
It is possible that they might try to hide out around here, so I want to warn you to keep your windows and all your doors locked.
You can depend on that, Captain.
And tell the others that if they see any suspicious men in this area, to contact us as soon as possible.
I'll do that, Captain.
Hmm. Oh, incidentally, I know that Chris has a hunting rifle. You tell him to keep it handy, just in case.
Yes, Captain.
Hey, what's this? You're playing a game of Scrabble, huh?
Yes. Lois and I were having a game.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? One of you has been cheating.
What do you mean?
Well, this word here, N-I-X, Nix, that's slang.
Oh, well, we play by our own rules. We're allowed 3 slang words.
Well, are you allowed to misspell words, too? Look at this one, peace. P-E-E-C-E.
Lois is just having fun with me.
Well, you couldn't play Scrabble like that in my house. The wife and the kids, they take that game too seriously. You know what? They even keep a dictionary on the table to check on all the doubtful words. Well, I suppose I'd better be moving, but I'll probably call again on the way back to town. Well, goodbye for now, Mrs. Rutley.
Goodbye, Captain.
Stay here in the kitchen till that car goes. Nice acting, lady.
Imagine that cop saying nix wasn't no word. Everybody uses it. I hear it being used all the time.
He was right. Nix is slang. And the rules say you can't use slang. Hey, lady.
Yes?
You know how to play this game, huh?
Yes.
Then sit down. Sid, you keep your eyes on them, too.
Don't worry about them.
All right, lady. Let's go.
I don't think...
Sit down. I like this game. There. That's 12 points for you, lady. Let me see. Yeah, that X. If I can only find a way to use that X.
I'd like a drink.
Can I get my wife a drink?
Go with him, Sid.
Okay. Come on. No funny business. Wait a minute. I'll have a look in there first.
All right. Go ahead and... Well,
you bastard! I'll hit my throat! My throat! My...
Let go of him, or I'll shoot. Let go!
Chris, please, let go of him. Please.
You big hero. You lousy... I'll kill you with my bare hands!
That's enough,
Sid. But Mike!
He's had enough.
Look! Look what's in the closet!
Hunting rifle, huh?
A dirty little crumb.
It was our own fault. We heard the cop mention the rifle. We should have got it right away. Yeah. Well, come on, lady. Let's go back to that game.
Mike! He was going to use that rifle on us! You can't let him get away with that!
For the time being, Sid, we need him. He's got to go to work each day, so things look normal. But if he pushes us again just once more, the women get it. You hear that, Buster? You ain't just here, got your own life to be losing. It'll be your wife and a mar. Now, come on, let... Hey, car lights. Come into the drive.
The cop car.
Yeah, that cop said he'd be back. All right, fast. You, Buster, you stay here in the kitchen with me. You, Dame, sit in the living room. If you asked about this guy, he was tired and went to bed. Sid... You get behind the door in the other room. They're ready to start shooting.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Desperate Tuesday.
We're right now in air-conditioned comfort at Star Lanes. They're open 24 hours a day, so the lanes are open right now. Star Lanes, 291 Bypass at Cleveland Street.
Oh, Captain Baker.
Well, hello, Mrs. Barton. Hello, Mrs. Rutley.
Hello again, Captain. Oh, come in, won't you?
Well, thanks, I will.
Did you find those two men?
No. No, not yet. Where's Chris?
He's tired. He went to bed early.
Huh. You haven't seen anything suspicious, have you?
No, we haven't.
If you don't mind, I'm pretty thirsty. Can I have a glass of water?
Oh, of course.
Well, I'll go in the kitchen and get it myself.
Oh, no, I have a cake in the oven. With your heavy weight, you may make a drop in the middle. I'll get you the water.
You ladies and your cakes. Well, Mrs. Rutley, you're still playing this Scrabble, huh?
Yes, Captain.
That's a great game. That's a great game. My wife and kids play it all the time. I can see a good move right now. Well, reckon I better keep my mouth shut. Did you mention to Chris that I'd been here?
Yes, I did.
Did you tell him everything I'd said?
Everything.
Can't be too careful now, you know. Those two men are hunted rats. There's nothing they won't do. Oh, I wish I was playing this here game. I can see some beautiful moves.
Well, here you are, Captain.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Barton. Ah, oh, that's good. Your mother told you about my earlier visit, eh?
Yes.
Did Chris get that hunting rifle?
Oh, it's in the wall closet near the kitchen.
All ready to use?
Yes.
Those two men make an appearance. You tell Chris not to hesitate to use it. We don't care whether we get them alive or dead. Well, I won't bother you anymore now. I'll leave you to that there gameless scrabble. Go on, sit down. I'll let myself out.
Oh, thank you, Captain. It's your play, Lois.
I'll just watch one play. You want to see if you do what I do, Mrs. Barton? Now, you go on.
Well, let me see. There. Just what I hoped you'd do, Lois. There.
Well, good work, Mrs. Rutley. A double triple. Yeah, there's no doubt about you. Well, good night, all.
Good night, Captain. Well, did our acting satisfy you?
It was all right. You stay in the kitchen with him, Sid, till that car goes.
Right.
So he likes scrabble, huh? Yeah. If he only knew I was playing that game.
I'm sick of this game.
Hey, why'd you do that for?
How can I play a silly game while you two are here?
I was far ahead of you anyhow. You would never have caught up. Okay, Sid, you can come out with a hero.
I thought that cop was never going to go. When he started to come into the kitchen for the drink of water.
Yeah, that was close. The ladies are doing a good job of saving lives. You better take a lesson from them, Buster.
You win. You've got us.
Of course I've got you. And now, lady, we're going to have another game.
I've had enough.
You've had enough when I say you have. Okay, let's get these blocks.
Hey.
What's the matter, Mike?
This old dame.
What is it?
She didn't mix these blocks up as good as she thought.
Look, the last move she made, these four blocks.
Help! The word help!
And the cop saw it. And the word next to it. Two guns. That was the word right near it.
They're just words. The captain didn't suspect anything.
If he didn't, it's because he's dumb.
They tried something again. I told you about people like this.
Yeah.
And they'll keep on trying things.
Not anymore.
Oh, Chris!
I gave you a break and you didn't take it. You want me dead, huh? Well, I'm gonna beat you all. You're gonna get it, the three of you, right now.
Window!
Drop the guns!
The cop! Behind you, too!
Drop the guns, I see.
Shoot him down!
Fire!
Mom, you were wonderful.
It just took a little common sense, that's all. The captain's smarter than I thought. He noticed that the word help couldn't have been used as I use it, because the H was under another letter. But he didn't let on. He just drove the car 100 yards down the street and ran back with the two officers.
Mom, Chris and I have had a talk about this vacation of ours. You tell me, Chris.
Yeah. We want you to come with us, Mom.
We do. We really do.
That's very nice of the two of you.
I'm going to get your train ticket today.
I already have my train ticket. I'm going in the opposite direction.
But, Mom, we want you to come with us.
I know. And I'd like to go. But if I don't go, then you'll be really happy when you see me again. I'm a little too old for honeymoons. Besides, what are you doing with those Scrabble blocks?
There you are. Read it, Chris.
Freezer crowd.
Have the time of your life. Make it a real thickened honeymoon.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Desperate Tuesday.